Everybody, and welcome to episode 339 of the 8-Bit Geek. This is your first week listening to us. Let me tell you what you're in for and what it's like to listen to our show. See, it's a lot like Fortnite. One moment you're hanging out with your squad, building those forts, floss dancing, even driving golf carts around and annoying streamers. Then all of a sudden, a meteor hits. You, your friends, that one asshole who just runs around with their pickaxe, they're all getting sucked into a black hole until everything just fades to black. I'm Kevin, and with me today, one guy who he got dusted while he was on the toilet.
What? Doug? What? I got dusted? you mean like, you're talking like the snap?
Yeah, the snap.
I thought you were meaning like someone crop dusted me while I was on the toilet.
That would suck.
But I'm just like, that's just... being in a bathroom, a public bathroom.
Yeah. Have you ever been in situations where you heard somebody, like you're in your stall trying to finish up, but then you hear somebody walk in the next stall and you're like, you hear the desperation in their everything. And you're like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to rush.
I don't frequent public bathrooms to poop that often, Kev.
Oh,
I'm not you. I'm not. I don't have a map on my wall where I put a pin in every location I've ever pooped.
Hey, it's 2019. I've got an app. Okay.
Well, okay.
It's called, I think it's called like Poop Map. It's pretty right to the point. Yeah. Poop Map. So there you go. Sponsor us, Poop Map.
Yeah. Poopmap.com/8bitgeek. Oh God, no, please don't. Oh no. Okay, well, hold on, unless we can work this out with the coffee place, because then it's like, hey, so you're drinking your coffee one day, right? Your Bones coffee, it's super good, right? But then what happens next? You gotta poop. So, but maybe you've never pooped here before. See, Poop Map, pin your poops.
See, and what by sponsoring, I think we were talking about this the other day in Discord. Like, I would love to be like the Anthony Bourdain of pooping, where I just go to these wild locations and wild environments and just drop a deuce. I would say that's a life accomplishment and a bucket list just item that would just be right out there.
Hey, I'm here in Taiwan. We just landed, and boy, have I got a massive shit to drop here. We're going to meet with some of the locals, and they're going to tell me the hot spots to lay a deuce.
Yeah, see? That sounds amazing. Why is this not funded? I'll take a dump in some seedy locations.
I think it's a location of like, or like an audience of one, Kev. You.
Yeah. But no, there. I've seen on Pornhub. There's categories. Pornhub, sponsor us. Let's just get sponsors tonight. Oh, everybody, sponsor.
Oh Jesus. Okay. So any hoozles, we're without Jer. Jer. He is currently in California. He and his family took a vacation. They didn't tell us about it at all, which I thought was just a real big piece of shit thing to do. And I'm just kidding. If you listen to the diner, you know that's not true. And he is not back yet. They originally were supposed to be back tonight, but because their travel got delayed on Thursday night due to a huge storm that moved through the area. They've like pushed their trip back. So I think they get back tomorrow. I don't know when he gets back. I assume tomorrow.
I think so.
So anyways, it's just Kevin and I tonight. Just us.
We're going to have some fun. Although we miss Jer, cuz he's always so boisterous and joyful and brings the laughs.
He's a good lead into the show and has all the insightful information. In fact, you know what I did just do? I did Google the box office for this last weekend. But first, before we jump into that, let's talk about all the things that Jer always talks about before we get started. Mm-hmm. if you like what you're listening to, go check out all the other shows in the 8-Bit Geek Network, like 8-Bit Saga, Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. I guess I don't know what they're doing, if they're going to keep making episodes. There's been rumors. I don't know. But you can find all of those on our website at the8bitgeek.com. You can find links to like our Threadless store where you can get all of the 8-Bit Horror Fest t-shirts we've ever released. They're all there for a limited time. You can get, I mean, literally all of the sick designs we've ever had, including a new one this year. And speaking of Horror Fest, I hope you guys are all enjoying that. We're having a fucking blast recording all of this stuff. We've had some great shows guest with us. We've had so far the Secondary Heroes and Keith and
the
Kyle
Hot-Blooded Challenger
Club.
Hot-Blooded Challenger Club.
Yes, doing House of Wax and Poltergeist. And then this week, I believe, is Brothers Movie Factory. Are joining us as their first year tag teaming this event with us. I don't know what to say. They're doing John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah, John Carpenter's The Thing, which is a remake.
Yep,
in a
of an old 1952 movie.
Yes,
and that comes out on Wednesday, and then we're back on Friday to review Dawn of the Dead. Oh, shit. Dawn of the Dead.
It's
with special guest star. He's a New York Times best-selling author. His name is Peter Kleins. Peter Kleins, the, like, master of zombie literature with the X-Hero series. He's coming back, and he's joining us as we review 2004's Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead. I almost said Day of the Dead.
We don't want to move that. We don't want to watch that one.
Yeah, that remake was also not good. But we did, I think we mentioned this, also stars Ving Rhames, who is also in, but different characters. So,
And without a mustache, too. That was weird.
Yeah. Although I will say, his zombie lost his legs, and he, like, zombie scooted at people, and it was terrifying.
He's still built like a refrigerator, so even with no legs, it's still gotta be it's gotta be like a battle bot or one of those like things just coming at you.
Yeah, it was terrifying. It was like the scariest part of the whole thing, and it was silly because it's really silly to see Ving Rhames like kind of army crawl at you with no legs.
Yeah.
You can find all that again over on our website, theabiggeek.com. You can also find all those shows and all our show. And all the Horror Fest stuff. We're also on Audio Boom, who are our sponsors. They pay for all of our bandwidth. So, if you're listening to us on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher Radio or wherever, most likely that is being provided to you through Audio Boom. So thank you, Audio Boom. We love you so much. Thank you for helping support the show.
Totally.
If you also want to help support the show, you can do that over on patreon.com/8bitgeek. For as little as $5 a month, you get a fuck ton of content. You get The Diner, which is our daily show, which I cannot recommend enough. It's probably one of my favorite things we do. We get together every morning. We record a show. About normally, we say 15 minutes. It's normally 30 minutes to an hour, or we talk about movies. We talk about what's going on in our lives. We do like top fives. We do a bunch of shit. It's a lot of fun. You get that. You get extended episodes of The 8-Bit Geek, extended episodes of 8-Bit Saga. And Kev sometimes makes some 8-Bit Brawl videos that go over there.
Yeah.
And recently he did a Horror Fest one, so you can check that out. And he also did a Patreon like special one just for our Patreon people. And the winner of that gets to join the third season of 8-Bit Brawl this year.
Yeah. That's going to be cool. Especially, man, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, because I loved what I've been able to do lately with the editing skills. So it's going to be really fun. It's going to be a good season 3.
Yeah. So, with that being said, all that stuff, go check all that stuff out. You can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, you name it, whatever. Let's get into what we're going to do tonight, which, again, I said we do the box office just to appease Jer, because Jer wants us to do news, but, like, So, the top...
Where you at, Jer?
Where you at? The box office, and this isn't in our notes, I'm just looking at IMDb's page. It looks like the Joker, once again, took the weekend.
It made a lot, but it was like it took over like Batman Begins and a lot of pretty much almost every other DC movie besides like Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I don't know what it is like worldwide, but it made $55.9 million this weekend for a total of $193.6 million domestically. And then second place was the new Addams Family movie, which came out this weekend, and that has a fuck ton of people in it. only making $30.3 million. So, and then third place was Gemini Man, that movie, that Ang Lee movie starring Will Smith and young Will Smith.
Oh yeah, okay.
Which I saw some stuff talking about how I guess Ang Lee, the way he filmed it and the way it's supposed to be presented is in this 120 frames a second 3D like thing, and there's only 14 theaters in the United States that actually were capable of showing it that way. And wow. That's like apparently the way he meant for it to be seen. And I guess it looks, the CG on young Will Smith looks more real at 120 frames a second than it does at, you know, standard film rate 24. Of 24 or whatever. So anyways, there people are like, ah, man, it just doesn't work at normal frame rate. Like you can tell how fake it is, but apparently at this 120 frames, it's just like uber realistic. So I don't fucking know.
It's like the Quentin Tarantino movie. Was it Hateful Eight? Yeah. Was it? Yeah, where it had to like have that one like super, super wide screen to watch it, like to get the full scope of things.
Yeah. So again, only 14 theaters and it only made $20 million, which not great. Not great for a Will Smith movie. I don't know. Ang Lee, he just always tries to do like such like, oh man, this is what I'm going to do with this movie. Like, oh, I'm going to direct a Hulk movie and it's going to be like you're reading a comic book. And then you see it and you're like, this movie sucks.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's funny how that turns out.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's it. That's it for the news. We may talk about a couple other things as the night goes on. But we want to do some bits. We always kind of start with some bits, too.
Mm-hmm.
First up is this unnamed... No drop for it. Amazon reviews. Kev?
Yeah, so I pulled a couple of these earlier just to have some fun. This one, this first one is an interesting one. It's for this kind of, like they called it like the pony rider or something like that, where it's a saddle-up pony rider. And so for, you know, for children to like, you know, ride on the dad's backs and everything like
that. Yeah, it's kind of like a saddle for humans for kids.
Yeah, yeah. So the first...
Well, it looks like some sort of like back support as well. That way you don't totally fuck up your back.
Yeah, it's a weird looking device, but you can find that. Just look up saddle, pony saddle, human. You can't miss it. But it says, this is coming from Skee-Ball. It's a 3-star review and it says, 2 and up? I don't think so. I'm a dad. I'm 45, and I have one complaint about this product. Ages 2 and up is far too vague. I threw this saddle on my 85-year-old father, and after about a week of getting him used to having my hands near his neck, his head, his ears, I even fed him a few apples. I put a bridle on. I put on a bridle and decided to ride him. He just collapsed to the floor screaming, "My back!" Perhaps I did something wrong, but 2 and up, try 2 to 40-ish. Now, this week I will try to ride my 2-year-old and I'll provide an update.
Jesus. As a dad with 2 young children, I will say even a 2-year-old is heavy.
I bet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, cool. Let me just put this, you know, 30 pounds on my back.
Yeah.
Also, just to clarify, in the chat, I saw Jana said, that's a lot of money for only 14 theaters. It was only 14 theaters showed it in the 120 frames a second out of the hundreds of theaters it opened in. So, 20 million is actually pretty low. Okay, my review, which that picture, that picture, that booty. So, it's the Hip Trainer Abs Trainer 6-Mode Smart Fitness Training Gear Home Office Ab Workout Equipment Machine.
So much. They were just trying to get every hot word in there. Yeah.
And so, the picture, it looks like this. It's a woman, and this looks photoshopped. Like, they got, like, an athletic woman's, like, maybe just, like, a photo of, like, her back side. Mm-hmm. And she's in, like, a sports gear and maybe, like, I don't know, some sort of thong underwear.
No.
Of some sort. And then they have, looks like they've placed their product, which sits on their lower back and looks like it stretches down to the butt cheeks. And it looks like that athletic tape that you see some athletes put on like their legs and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like that, but on the butt.
It's one of those like shock therapy things where you like Yeah, but the funny thing is, I just ruined it for myself because I can't unsee the fact that the middle of it looks like Jason Voorhees, and it looks like he's reaching out, like reaching forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now this thing, I just can't unsee it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a picture of the device also right to the side,
mm-hmm.
and I swear to God, they just cropped that and then just put it on her butt.
They did. Yeah.
Like, that
they
is
didn't
not...
even change the coloring. Look at the coloring.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's not actually on her at all. So, the review says, 5 stars, though. It's not bad. Underpowered, but works well. Hook this up to the generator from Hurricane Irma. Original battery pack was underpowered. Flipping it on and shot me across the room. Regained consciousness the next day with the generator out of gas, but a rock-solid buttocks. I don't understand. The photo is misleading. Is there more to this machine? Because it says machine, equipment machine.
Yeah, I think it's just, like I said, I think it's just that weird, like, power-up device where you just shock yourself into, like, getting fit. You know, it just, like, it works out your muscles for you.
Oh, yeah, like it spazzes them so they work out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So mm-hmm. I think that's what it is, and that's why you just paste it on your ass, and then you, like, turn the crank on the back, I guess. I don't know. Or if there's, like, a remote control for it or something.
Oh, my God, yeah, it's probably what you do. It's probably, like, what you thought was the Jason mask was probably buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, and probably like, let me just turn this up. Yeah, you're just sitting there just clenching all day. It's probably what it does. It probably just makes your ass cheeks just clench.
I do that all the time. I should have buns of steel if I even had an ass. Just walk around with permanent clench. Fort Knox. No one's getting in.
Jesus. It looks like we got a handful more.
Oh, two short ones. Yeah. Two short ones. So, do you want to take the second one, or do you want me to take it?
You can take it.
All it is literally, it's a review for an hourglass. 5 stars, verified purchase, by the way.
Actually, I love when it's a verified purchase. That makes it so much better.
Yeah. And the thing, in all caps, do not flip this thing upside down. It takes an hour for the sand to get back into the bottom. Oh, I really hope that's a real review and somebody like just did not think about that.
No, that's someone trying to be funny. There's no way.
And this one's even shorter. But
this
it
one's even shorter, and I wish that it was a verified purchase. This one, we've done some of these before, but this is a Titan casket. This is kind of what started the whole thing, was it not? When we were talking about how you could buy caskets at fucking
caskets online or something.
Yeah, when we started reading reviews. Okay, anyways, Titan casket, Orion Black Steel casket. It's got 13 reviews, 5 stars, like just 5 stars. This one comes from Taylor, who gave it 5 stars and says, "No complaints from Grandpa."
Oh, like I saw that and I lost it. That one.
So before we move on to the next thing, let's just shoot the shit for a bit. Well, how's it going over in the chat? How's everyone doing tonight on this wonderful Monday? It has been, we had a nice cold weekend. That rain that caused Jared to be delayed brought in, I know it's just so cliche to talk about weather, but it brought the temperature down. Like it was like 40 degrees and then like high of like 59 and stuff. It was a little warmer today, but it's been kind of like rainy off and on. So it's been like cool. There's been a coolness to the air, and I'm loving it, man. I'm so excited to kind of be back into like fall like weather, although the high tomorrow is 92, but it's supposed to rain most of the day, so fuck me, I don't know.
That's gonna be some hot ass rain.
Yeah, it probably won't get up to 92, but then it's back in the 70s after that, so
there you go. Yeah, we're getting like 60s and 70s all week, so it's gonna be perfect. But then we're going like lows of 40s, so it's like a weird in between. So it's like you leave the house in like a jacket and you can come home in like a hoodie, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of weather.
Oh man, it's my favorite type. I love when it's just cold outside. Mm-hmm. It's just where I thrive. And in the chat, you know, like Jana, who is Canadian, they had Thanksgiving this weekend. The Canadian Thanksgiving.
Cheers.
She says Thanksgiving here. Also, it's been snowing, which is just, I'm jealous. Like, I don't know. I saw like an ad on Facebook for like an ice scraper. thing for like windshields.
I want that. I saw that too. And now, I know, now that we said it publicly, now we're gonna get more ads of it.
Yeah,
but yeah. circular one?
Yeah, the circular one. And it just, like, it just took that shit off, no problem. Because the problem with being in Texas and stuff is, like, we don't get snow, but, like, we'll get ice. And you'll get ice on your windshields, but it'll be that, like, that thin layer that's impossible to get off. You know, you have to, like, turn your car on and let the glass heat up before it just melts off, because it's just, like, this thin layer of ice that just is impossible to break. And so, yeah, like, they didn't even show that. Like, that guy, like, he goes up to it with a normal scraper and he can't get it off, and he takes that little circular thing and it's just, like, right off. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's what I want, man. And then I was like, man, I wish I had, because they're showing, like, all these snowy cars. And I'm just like, man, I just wish I want that problem.
You want a snowy car?
Yeah. Yes.
You can have it.
I know, right? City. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I want, like, one winter like that and then, like, never again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's fine having it, like, once every 4 years or something like that. Like, I'm cool with it, man. But every year, like, having, like, crazy-ass snowstorms and everything, I can't live like that.
See, I just, like, the great thing about it, though, so, like, living in Texas where, I mean, here's another thing. I'm sure we've mentioned, like, it used to snow here. Like, every winter, it was pretty much guaranteed it was going to snow. And maybe not a lot, but the thing about Texas is, one, fucking huge state. Two, other parts of Texas do get snow often. Mm-hmm. Where we live, not so often. So the preparation for snow, not a huge, like, concern here. And so, like, I'd be like, oh, shit, we just got an inch of snow. Shut it down. Shut it all down. Mm-hmm. Snow days, you know, like, shit that, like, you know, other parts of the country are laughing at us for. But, like, one, our roads aren't built for it. Our cars aren't, like, built for it. Mm-hmm. And
you don't have enough salt trucks to cover everything down.
There's not enough salt trucks or snowplows in the state of Texas to cover all of it anyways. So, like, it can get dangerous. I mean, like, because, one, Texans are assholes and they think they can handle anything. So you get on the highway and people are going 70 miles an hour and it's icy. And, you know, you end up spending 3 hours on a 30-minute trip because everyone's driving 20 miles an hour because there's a fuck ton of crashes everywhere because people are dumbasses. Yep.
It's always the biggest cars, too. The cars, trucks, SUVs. Mm-hmm. They're always the ones that end up on the, like, tipped over on the side of the road.
Yeah. We, I think we told the story, too. Like, there was a time we were going up to Caleb's house, and, you know, our buddy Caleb, he lives way out in the middle of fucking nowhere. He did for, like, most of, while we were growing up. And so there was one, like, February we were driving out there. I think it was Ed and I. And, yeah, this truck goes just flying by at like 70 miles an hour, which the highway, that's the speed limit, but it's kind of snowing, it's been cold, it's a little icy, we're going maybe 40 to 50, like we're cruising, but we're not going super fast, but this person just flies by, and about 10 minutes later we pass them and they have, like, they were in the median, like, of the highway, like, and it's clear they, like, flipped, like they had lost control, skidded off and, like, flipped. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're out of the truck and they seem like, because we just keep driving because, well, other cars are already pulled over and stuff. But, like, so I'm like, yeah, man, what the fuck did you think was going to happen, you dumb piece of shit?
You should have showed by, like, the Chris Farley, what did you do?
Yeah, and I think the thing is, like, they weren't, I say they're in the median. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think they were in the median. I think they were on the other side of the highway. I think they spun off, went through, went down to the median, like, ditch. Kind of came and, like, flipped out and, like, yeah, because they lost control and just slid and just went through. Because I remember them being, I think they're on the other side and we were like, fuck. Like, man, y'all, you went far. That's a classic just subscribed and he says, Kev's drunk.
Not yet. I've only got my second cherry wheat Samuel Adams. It was left at the house. So that means property of me. That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah, so that's why I like the snow and stuff here. It's just like, if there is a perceived threat of snow, they shut it down. And one of the great things about working at a university is that, like, again, if it's like, we had this happen in, like, 2017, I think the last time this has happened, where it was like, oh shit, like, it's getting, it might snow. And they're like, everyone go home. Get out of here. Go home. And, like, close the university down.
Yep.
Now, the thing is also is that, like, you know, a lot of students and faculty and staff and stuff are don't live on campus. And so, like, by them having, like, well, your classes are still in session. Well, I got to go to this class because I can't miss a class or whatever. And then that person's in an accident, then, like, the school becomes liable.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So they're just like, fuck that. Nah, go home. You're done. Nope. Nope. Not our problem. Nope. Like, get out of here. We don't want it to be our fault that, you know, you died on your way to class or whatever. So,
right. We don't want that blood on our hands.
Yeah. So, I just, you know, and I don't think it's like snowed since Ollie was born. Like, I don't think he's seen snow.
We had a rough snow last year, or this year, basically. It was one of those, every time we'd clear up, we're like, all right, cool, it's gone. And then it would come right back even more.
I wish, man.
It was rough.
I have memories of it snowing on Halloween, which in Texas, again, you know, you don't think about it, but it was just like, I remember being at like one of the like trunk or treating events or whatever, and being out on like the playground and just being like, it's snowing. Like, where the hell did this come from? It's snowing. But at the same time, I also remember growing up, like, doing the trick-or-treating with a jacket on over your costume. Because, one, costumes are made of the thinnest, cheapest fucking material.
It was like wearing a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Or a Velcro or a vinyl bag.
Yeah, and so then you're outside and you're just freezing, you know, you're just freezing. So, yeah, you're like, oh, guess I'm going to go walk around the neighborhood in my starter jacket. And I guess I'll take that up when I go to the door so they can see who supposed to be, but you're while like, I'm walking,
trick or treat,
trick or treat, Batman, please give me candy. I'm so cold.
You throw a heating pad in my bag, please.
Yeah, seriously.
Chicago, though, when it came to you were talking earlier about shutting down over like 1 inch. I think, like, I mean, I would say Kansas City's pretty good, but I would say it gets you a foot or so, and then they start really because we're fucked with ice because there's a lot of hills out here. Mm-hmm. So especially like downtown Kansas City is like underground for the most part. Like, it, you know, so you sometimes if you're stuck during a ice storm, you're pretty much stuck down there until the salt trucks can really kind of like get rid of the ice. But Chicago, like the only time I've ever seen Chicago shut down was in 2010. And it was over about 3.5 feet of snow in one night. Like, it was nuts to where like even the city streets they couldn't plow them fast enough. And that's, Chicago is well known for their salt trucks and their plow trucks. So that was the craziest one I've ever seen. And that was the only time I've ever seen anything like that shut down.
Yeah. There was back in 2000, it was probably early 2015. I think it was like maybe February. It was right after we had purchased the Honda Pilot because we had just found out that Ollie was on the way. So we went and bought a bigger car because we knew that like with the, I was driving an Accord and Katie was driving like a Camry. Like, that's not enough room for, like, you know, I was like, man, if we ever have to go anywhere, we can't shove the dog and the baby and a stroller and anything else we need, right? So we went and got the Honda Pilot, and within that week it snowed to the point where, again, the university is like, go home. And it was only a 15-minute drive from the university to where we were living at the time. And it took me 2.5 hours to get home.
Wow.
Because of the traffic as well and the amount of snow. Like, I had my windshield wipers on full blast, and I couldn't see out because of just the amount of snow that was coming down. And that's, it wasn't crazy, that much, like, in the end. Like, I guess, like, it didn't, the ground was warm enough that it wasn't, like, it didn't immediately freeze.
So was the sticking.
So it was, in a way, like, there was a hill I had to drive up that I was watching trucks and stuff try to get up this hill, and it just wasn't happening. And I was like, not doing that, going another way.
Yeah.
And one of my coworkers, he went up the hill, and he's in like this little Mini Cooper, and he just took off up the hill. But the problem is at the top of the hill, you're kind of at an angle is a stop sign, which again, normal weather, not a big deal. That snow, no. And so he's like, I got up there, and he's like, as I was driving through, I like looked both ways. No one was coming, and just kept going. I was just like, I'm not fucking stopping because if I stop, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, just slowly slide back down.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna get traction. So he was just like, I just was like, fuck it, and just went. And I was like, yeah, I should have done that because I sat in traffic for 2 hours.
No,
but yeah, that was like the last time we had snow. And I have pictures and stuff of it with Pilot like running around in the snow, and I mean, it was, what's about 6 inches, which again isn't a lot in the grand scheme of things, but for Texas, it was like, holy shit.
And yeah, I think that's notable.
And it closed the school down for the rest of the week. I mean, that was like a Wednesday, and like, so Thursday and Friday. Mm. And I think it cleared up like Sunday. And so I was like, damn, I gotta go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we had to walk to go get food and stuff because like we hadn't gone grocery shopping yet because we normally do it during the weekend. So like Friday, we're like, you know, we'd been buying food for dinners, but not necessarily lunches and stuff. So we didn't have like food in the house. And we're like, oh, I guess we gotta go walk to get food now.
Yeah. Especially like DoorDash isn't working.
Yeah.
Well, this is probably pre-DoorDash then. Yeah. Yeah. See, you know, you should have been like, I should create a company named DoorDash.
Yeah. And it'll be better than the post office because it no matter sleet nor snow nor rain, we will deliver. So anyways, I'm excited for this cooler weather. It has been nice. It's also been nice to get into a nice, like, cold bed, like with like those cold, crisp sheets. That's where it's at. That is where it's at. Like a fucking furnace. So let's read some misconnections.
Yeah, how about that? That's something that hasn't been talked about in a while.
Yeah. And what we got? There's four of them. Okay, so we'll do two.
Yeah, so yeah, I was gonna say I didn't know how you want to split them up, and we don't even have to do all of them if you don't want to.
No,
so
fuck it.
A little weird.
Let's fuck it. Fuck it. Why not? Oh shit, I have a drop for this. Oh my god, I'm gonna hit a drop in the middle of the show. Here we go.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
All right. Yeah. Misconnections is back, bitches.
Yeah.
You didn't ask for it. Yeah, you didn't ask for it, but we're doing it anyways. I'll go first since I think I always go first.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to go first? Like, basically,
we'll do
one, two.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Cool.
So this one, hey, you know what? Good thing he's in town.
Oh, shit.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, shit. Sean, long time no see, buddy. How you been?
Good. I can finally come back on the show because Jer's not here. The restraining order is 500 feet, so he's not here. Oh. I can exist, too.
Oh, here. You know you still always exist.
So, my misconnection this week comes from Lawrence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. The one above that.
Oh, there is one above that. So not from Lawrence. Well, where's this one from? This is when I was in New York. My bad. This one is looking for my slutty pumpkin. Male for women, 28. I know what this is. I just realized what this is before I even fucking read it.
What, have you read this before?
No, I haven't, but I know exactly, I know what this is. Like, I know what this is referencing. We met at my rooftop party. I was a hanging chad because, I don't even know at this point. Let's see, what's that year? Was that 2014? 15 years ago. There is a thing, and you know, with the hanging chad, and it's still relevant today. In 2019, because how the fuck did Trump get elected? Anywho, that's off target.
Whoa, Sean.
You were the sluttiest pumpkin I'd ever seen. Curves in all the right places. We spoke for hours about architecture, philosophy, and Naruto.
We talked about Naruto.
Then I somehow lost your number. Please get in touch with me. I want you to be the father of my two kids. So one day, after you die, and I marry my best friend, who my children will call aunt, but I marry her, I can tell them the story about how I met their mother.
Boom! Right? There you go. You put the pieces together. Well, that was a mystery that I didn't need to be a part of.
Oh, shit.
What's Velvet. Going on, man?
Velvet.
Yeah.
Long time no see. You know what I gotta say? The only time that you guys show up anymore is for Brawl. And for people who don't know the network, maybe they're new and they watch Brawl, they're probably like, who the fuck are these guys?
who are these smooth gentlemen that that always seem to win so much and have the best entrance in all of Brawl?
That's right.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's high praise there, Doug. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you about this time I sneaked a peek either in Lawrence or at Lawrence, one or the other. It's in parentheses. We were at the urinals at Walmart because, of course, and we both sneaked a peek. You seem to be 20-something. Now, if that was you, or if it sounds fun, that's hit me up. For
okay,
you,
I was about to ask. I was like,
for you millennials, whatever you're calling it.
Sorry. Oh, it's allergy season. Yeah. Okay. Well, my second one. It's a dirty one, so buckle in, kiddos. Also, if you're young, earmuffs. If you have a child next to you, put your hands over their ears for earmuffs. This is a nasty one. To the Mexican guy in the black Nissan. This is in Hatch.
Is it in Hatch or is it a Nissan Hatchback?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Hey, I miss that big ass dick. And the way you'd worship my big ass. And the fire tree you always had. I don't know what that means.
That would be a reference to the ganja. Tree would be another word. That's yeah, but you got that fire tree. You got that. Hashtag good shit.
Gotcha. Okay. I haven't seen you in a long, long time since you came to my place in West Modesto and you left because my ex was coming over.
Damn.
I had just got my hair did and I was looking bomb. We met for the very first time by McDonald's in Dollar Tree. We smoked and drove to the Orchards. Don't make fun of how I talk. That's rude. Where I teased you, and you got pissed and dropped me off, but then you found me again. You stayed at a few hotels with me a few times. Yours truly, my big ass, and Sean Pennis.
Well, damn,
what a freak.
So after my trip to Walmart, I went to Whole Foods because, you know, that's where I get my fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was driven that forklift at Whole Foods, lower pack hits. I'm assuming pack heights. I don't know what that is.
Pacific Heights. There
you go. Pacific Northwest Heights. There you go. I saw this hella sexy rocker singing on a forklift on Cali around 8:30 p.m. I didn't know how to act after that exchange. I am the dark-skinned girl with the tight yoga schnees on. What the hell's a schnee? Well, my homegirl asked for a cigarette, and a gentleman pulled out two for us and even lit them for us. Now, I have a nice thing for tall and skinny. I'm sure you knew I was feeling on you. Usually not into white guys. Usually not. I am interested in any of these crazy ass bums messaging me. So just tell me your name and what you complimented me on. Yours truly, forklift driver, Velvet Jones.
I scrolled down in the notes like we had more.
That's all.
Like, well, what else?
And that's our show.
And that's the show. We can talk about other things, maybe. We can also turn it over to the chat and have the chat ask us some things and whatnot. If they want to know anything. But other than that, I don't really know what else to talk about.
Let's talk about all this bullshit going on with Blizzard.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Or at least from hearsay, because we didn't really get to talk about that last week. Because it happened, like, on Tuesday, like, right after we recorded our show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Blizzard went to shit.
So, yeah. So, a Hearthstone player, as I'm sure everyone knows at this point, I don't remember his name, made a comment after one of the tournaments. I guess he's being interviewed, and he says something in protest against China and in support of the pro-democracy protests going on over there. And Blizzard essentially fired him, removed him from the Champions League stuff that was going on, or whatever it was called, and took all of his earnings back. They were because he hadn't been paid out yet, because every game or whatever one you win, you get earnings, and then at the end of the season they pay out. And so they're and all that's forfeited. And it was just a shit show for them, because it's kind of playing into this there's with all that going on and all the sort of censorship things that happen in China and stuff that are now starting to cross the sea and are starting to affect things that happen here also in the States. I mean, we were talking in our chat last week's episode of South Park, but the week before, literally the week before this happened, was all about China censoring stuff from America. So yeah,
such as the Winnie the Pooh and everything.
Yeah, because over there, Winnie the Pooh has been banned because of, again, protesters and stuff comparing the president to Winnie the Pooh and that they look alike. So even if you're playing Kingdom Hearts, Winnie the Pooh is blurred out.
Mm-hmm.
The character.
Or I think that level might have even been removed from the Chinese version.
Yeah, and so they made fun of that. They had Randy went over there, and there's this whole thing about Winnie the Pooh and all this stuff, and it was hilarious. But then to immediately turn around and have this happen with Blizzard and stuff, and a lot of people are immediately this happened not because of, they're saying it went against their policy, which I guess it does, but people are going the reaction to it was what set it apart. It was if it had just been a slap on the, everyone was okay, a fine and a slap on the wrist. That's kind of that's what happens. But the being booted from the tournament and then taking back all the earnings and stuff is such a overreaction. That's this is clearly because they are.
It was a 1 year ban too.
In a 1 year ban, yeah. And it was clear that they were trying to appease China, and that a lot of these players and stuff that are playing in the pro leagues do come from China. And in fact, the player, the esports player, whatever, he is from Hong Kong, and so it's just one of those things where it's and you look at the rules and stuff. Well, they can say while yes, it does go against their rules, if you skew the rules to mean that, and it even says at our own discretion. So this could have even been a thing where, at their own discretion, fuck it, say whatever you want to say. But their whole thing was nope. And this is right on the heels of also the Houston Rockets, where some of the players said some things about also the stuff going on in China.
Player coaches, one of the coaches on the staff.
Yeah, said something, and so there's videos of this place in China that had all this Houston Rockets stuff up on the walls, and they're painting over it, and it's just I get that the China market's huge, especially when we talk about movies and stuff. We always talk about it's made this much. This shit hasn't even opened in China yet.
Right,
But at the same time, I don't feel we should be censoring ourselves to appease, them.
Or making our content to appease to a certain demographic.
And I don't mean them as in the people of China. I mean them as in the government of China and deciding what we can say if it goes with what they're telling their people, sort of thing. It would be we can't make fun of North Korea because it'll piss off Kim Jong-un. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that dude. Kind of the same thing when that movie came out, The Interview or whatever, where it was we shouldn't put that movie out because, he may retaliate or whatever. Motherfucker, bring it. Do it, man. Do something. Because he can't. He won't.
The thing is, nobody's doing anything because cash rules everything around me. And that's what Blizzard was on, and that's what... it was cool because Epic kind of took a stand against it too, even though Epic does have, they've got the Chinese company Tencent, or I think that's the name of the company. They have stock in Epic, and even Epic was we're not going to censor any of our players. It's their platform to say what they want. We support them. And they put a public thing out. They kind of went anti-Blizzard. There's a lot of companies that did kind of stand up, you know, and it's good to see.
I mean, I think it's been really funny also to watch other games even, where it's like Paladins recently has been kind of like, hey, don't want to play Overwatch? Well, cool, come play Paladins. It's free. it's very similar. So, and then on top of that, Blizzard also recently took May out of the store. Because I guess she's been co-opted by the protesters again as like a figure, and so they have removed her from the store, I guess, which I don't really know. I haven't looked too much into it, but although they haven't given that as a specific reason why, but like people who are, I guess, are familiar with like the protests and stuff are it's because they're using her and they don't want to sell, which is just fucking insane. That's just insane.
That is. Well, they also cover the sexuality of, was it Soldier 76 and Tracer?
Yeah.
Like, and they kind of cover that up now in storylines as opposed to letting it be free. So that was another issue. So there's a lot going on with it. And it's, like I said, it sucks because, like, these games, the games themselves are great. And, we have to stand up. And if you're against something, you just got to boycott it, you know? Just don't give them your money or your time.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because, I mean, if you guys remember, you guys, including the chat here in this and in the audience, like, Blizzard, within the last year, fired their PR team. Like,
there was like 800 people that got the boot.
Yeah, a lot of it was part of the PR team because I had a buddy who used to work in PR marketing over at Blizzard, and he was one of the ones that got let go. And it's really interesting because, so like, there was this, I know him through like all the Harry Potter stuff, and there was a huge Harry Potter convention this weekend in Boston, and he's worked it for, like, he's been one of like the main people to help get the con going and planning and doing all that stuff. And so it's funny because he posted, he's like, so interesting that all this stuff is happening with Blizzard right now while I'm now, you know, working this weekend at this convention, because like, when I applied at Blizzard 9 years ago, you know, they're like, well, now that the last Harry Potter book's coming out, what are you going to do now? And he's like, and it's fun to say, like, here I am 10 years later and I'm still doing it. So I'm still doing this, but not working for you anymore. Yeah. But then also, yeah, just to have this, like, man, like, to have his kind of insight also, where it's just like, this is what happens. You fire your fucking PR team. the people who go, they don't do that. Hey, let's not do that. Oh, let's not do that. So, anyways, it's just been interesting. Again, just this kind of was clapback against them as well, and it, just the timing of everything. I mean, literally, that South Park episode came out the week before any of this happened. So it was just like we're talking about, just like, holy shit,
yeah,
what the fuck is happening?
And yeah. South Park finally, I'm surprised they've took them this long, but they finally got banned in China because they also sent like a half-hearted like apology letter.
Yeah,
they tweeted out some apology, which was hilarious.
Yeah, it was so it was so condescending in the way where it was like, oh man, we're so sorry that your guy happens to look like Winnie the Pooh and that we use Winnie the Pooh in our episode. We wholeheartedly apologize and hope, you know, please don't ban our show. All right, is that good enough, China? It's just like,
yeah, God. it was God. Great. And yeah, dude, the thing I love, and as much as you can say about South Park, you know, being, they've always had their finger on the pulse. Yeah. When it comes to that shit, when it comes to like really like social or like political shit, they're always nailing it on the head. And Gase, it's no different, man. They fucking, it's true. And even the latest episode, like the episode that just happened last week, I mean, without spoilers, they straight up fucking like nail it to China. And it's just,
fuck you, China. Fuck you, China. Like they say it so many, that's a slight spoiler, but they say fuck you, China like 8 times in like 2 minutes.
Dude. It gets crazy.
So fucking funny. So that's been happening. Some other stuff we could talk about real quick. The big CW-DC crossover is happening this year.
Yeah!
Hey, Big Geek, now banned in China, says Kamehame. Yeah. Cool. Hey, I'll wear that badge with pride.
Once again, surprised it took us this long.
Yeah.
I'm banned by 2 people now, China and Emilio Estevez.
So the big crossover is happening this December, which it's weird. They released the schedule of the episodes and it makes no sense to me because 3 of them air in December and then the final 2 episodes of the crossover air in January. So they're taking their winter break right in the middle of this huge fucking crossover. I hope that's written into the script somehow. Like, I hope. Oh, time passed.
Yeah.
And here's the resolution. But they have been just, you know, we've talked about on the show, like, you know, Tom Welling is returning and someone else from Smallville is returning and Burt Ward is coming. We don't know if he's playing Robin. We don't know who he's supposed to be, but they just keep announcing like cameos and people appearing. And, you know, it's just going to be fucking crazy. And then this week, it looks like some set photos have leaked of a newspaper showing, it says, you know, multi-billionaire or Wayne CEO or Wayne Tech CEO Bruce Wayne to marry socialite Selina Kyle. And it's a picture of Michael Keaton from 1989's Batman. And so far, it's like they're referencing that Earth as Earth 89, which is perfect. And there's, I guess there was an actor from that movie seen on set this week, like on set, like as a character. And it looks like he's supposed to be the same character that he was in the movie. He was a reporter. I forget the character's name. And the actor as well. But then there's been like rumors that the Titans will be making an appearance. And, you know, I hope that means Doom Patrol will make an appearance. Because DC has all the rights to all these characters. And it's their TV shows, so they can do whatever the fuck they want. Like,
have a fun censoring Doom Patrol, though, even if it's for a cameo, you know.
Well,
it would still be amazing.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. And there you go.
Well, and so the whole storyline, Crisis on Infinite Earths, is the Anti-Monitor is going around and he's destroying different Earths and stuff. And so, like, I have a feeling what we're going to see is we're going to see him visiting other Earths. And that's where we'll see a lot of these cameos and stuff. Like, that's where we'll see Batman 89. That's where we're going to see. If we see the Titans, that's where we'll see them. And it'll just be these little shots of, like, again, something happening off screen. You know, I don't know. Looking up into the sky. But that'll be it. Like, that'll be the cameo of them just doing, like, the, what's happening? You know, oh, what's happening? Like, I don't think they're going to get speaking lines. I don't think they're going to be a huge integral part of it. But it's going to be up to the Arrowverse to save everybody. But I think that's what they're going to do, is I think it's going to be this, like, you know, I don't have a lot of lines. It's going to show up to a set one day. We got to film this thing for them, and then we're good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but the crossover, so it looks just fucking unreal. And it's everything that we wanted Marvel to do that Marvel didn't have the balls to do. Now, I wish that they had more movie tie-ins. That being said, Gal Gadot was on set, apparently, earlier this year. She was on the Arrow set. Now, they said she was just visiting. So don't read too much into that. But I'm just saying, how sick would it be if just, like, again, just a shot of Wonder Woman, like DC Cinematic Universe Wonder Woman making a, just, again, just a, what's happening? You know, like, sort of just an appearance. Like, oh, it's my God. It's just, again, it's just one of the things that Marvel just hasn't done. You know, like, oh, we've got this TV universe that somehow ties in, sort of, maybe, kind of. But then, like, there's nothing. Except maybe a reference. So I just wish they had the balls to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would really help DC. It seems because their television shows are stronger than their movies. So,
but yeah, with the, I mean, yeah, their recent movies. And there's been some good recent movies, but yeah, overall. Yeah. I mean,
but yeah. Overall, yeah. I mean, yeah,
the Snyderverse hasn't been great, which is still interesting to me that, like, it's, you would think that it's done because. Like, Flash hasn't happened and probably won't happen. The Batman is being rebooted, and all this stuff. But, like, there's Birds of Prey, which has Harley Quinn in it.
Right.
Which is being played by Margot Robbie, again. Snyderverse. And then there's Suicide Squad 2, which is filming currently.
Right.
With Margot Robbie in it as Harley Quinn. And then also some other returning actors as well, like Joel Kinnaman and stuff, was also coming back to be their characters. So it's like, so the Snyderverse is still happening, but it's like, and obviously Wonder Woman 2 is coming out later also. So it's like, this is still happening, but like, what do you, is this going to be the end of it? Like, what, or are we going to keep going? We're just going to recast people? Because I don't know. I'm excited for the new Batman movie. They announced Zoe Kravitz is going to be playing Catwoman, which I am here for.
Yeah. So it's going to be, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I always want DC to succeed because I like the characters and everything. But yeah, I mean, the movies that I've seen, I've just been instantly turned off. So I hope that they're able to turn it around. And I'm hopeful for Suicide Squad because I love James Gunn and I don't think James Gunn can do any wrong. And I just hope he's not at the mercy of whatever DC execs that are really going to fuck it up. And then I'm all the things I've seen for Birds of Prey looks fun. I want to see that too. So I'm hoping they stick to that, but we'll see.
Yep. I mean, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's okay. It's just, who knows? And you know, we're probably going to talk about this on the diner this week whenever we record, I guess it'll be Thursday morning when we record Thursday. But one of the things I watched recently was Hush. And I will say, one of the things that DC does right as far as movies is their animated films are always pretty fucking good. Hush, I had some issues with just because I liked the comic book. And I also liked Hush in the video games. And so I feel like this was kind of like a weird step back. Because it was so true to the comic up until certain aspects. And it was just like, but why?
Yeah, there was no point. They just could have kept it to the comic. And I don't know. The animation was a little off, too. It wasn't quite your Batman, like, normal animated series animation.
It's what all their movies look like. It didn't feel off to me. It felt exactly... I mean, it looked exactly like the current, like, Batman universe movies that they've been putting out. I mean, yeah, you go back to even, like, Justice League War or Origins or whatever the fuck they named that movie. I mean, that's kind of what they look like. And that's one of my problems. I don't like Matt O'Mara as the voice of Batman. I just don't like it. I don't care for his Batman.
He sounds like he's trying too hard to be Kevin Conroy, too.
At times, but the problem is that, like, eventually, Kevin Conroy, it's not necessarily apparent in, like, the first few, like, episodes of the animated series, is that, like, you know, he has this, you know, Alfred, you know, prepare the Batwing. And then it's like, oh, hey, I'm Bruce Wayne. You know, he had the difference with Batman versus Bruce Wayne. Whereas Matt O'Mara is the same fucking voice.
Yeah.
Oh, Robin. Selina. I'm totally not Batman. But no, I am. So, I don't know. Kamiyama says it just started Telltale's Batman on PS4. Oh my god, dude. The Telltale Batman games are so fucking good.
Mm-hmm. The storylines in both seasons are fantastic. My god,
so good. And
same with Tales from the Borderlands. Like, Telltale really did knock it out of the park in some of their games.
Yeah,
most of them actually.
I thoroughly enjoyed, Telltale's Batman. It was so good. It was such a good story. And I was thinking about that the other day too, because it might have been while I was watching Hush, because Amanda Waller shows up, and she reminded me of the Amanda Waller that shows up in the Arrowverse, this smaller, petite, like, woman, where in the comics and a little bit in Telltale's, like, she's a bigger woman. And I was thinking about that because I was like, yeah, I mean, she wasn't
even in Suicide Squad, she was like a bigger woman, wasn't she?
Yeah, it was Octavia Spencer, I think, who played her in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Octavia Spencer?
No, it wasn't Octavia Spencer.
Who was it? Anyways, but yeah, it's more reasonable, like more realistically sized in the Telltale game as well as the movie and stuff. But in the comics, I mean, her name is Amanda the Wall Waller, and she is a beast of a woman. She is a wall. You remember Kingpin in Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, like that.
Like
By the way, that was Viola Davis who played Amanda.
Viola Davis. That's right. Sorry. Like I said, Octavia Spencer, and I immediately was like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
What else? What else has been going on? Man, I just love Batman.
Yeah. I just saw Octavia Spencer. We watched Snowpiercer over the weekend.
The TV show?
No, the movie.
Chris
Evans movie.
That's a good movie.
It was crazy. I didn't know what the fuck was going on most of the time. It was like Final Fantasy 13 meets like the Hunger Games or something on a train. Because they were just progressing through a train.
Yeah.
Who is
the voice of... It's going to be Troy Baker, isn't it? It is. Troy Baker is the voice of Batman in the Telltale games.
Telltale, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course it is. He's so good.
Of course it is.
You know what? So I watched the most recent episode of Retro Replay, and they were playing for Halloween. They were playing Adam's Family, and Troy Baker shit-talked Adam's Family. Not just the game, but the movies as well. And what? I had just deep hopes that one day Troy Baker and I would become best friends. But because of his slanderous words against the Addams Family, I think those dreams are dead. I don't know if I can reconcile after that.
It's like he has to apologize to your daughter.
Yeah. And, yeah. 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 Like, motherfucker. That's why we named her Wednesday, you piece listening. Of shit. I love you, but goddamn, man.
We know you're listening.
You know, and Jared said he watched the Batman versus the Ninja Turtles, which I'm going to look that up.
I saw that too. It wasn't very good at all.
No, it didn't look very good. But it's Troy Baker as well, and he said Baker did both Batman and Joker. He sure as shit did.
Wow.
Look at that. Wow, what a cast.
Get that double pay.
Oh, man. What an interesting cast. So, okay, so Baker is Batman Joker. His Joker, was it his Batman Arkham Origins Joker?
I think
his
so.
His Mark Hamill? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Darren Criss was the voice of Raphael. Darren Criss was an American Crime Story.
Okay.
The one about the serial killer dude, whatever his name was. Doesn't matter. He was also on Glee and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Good transition.
And then Baron Vaughn was the voice of Donatello. Baron Vaughn was on the show. Did you watch? I know I've talked about it on the show. It's Grace and Frankie.
No, you've talked about it, but I have not seen it.
He plays one of the adopted sons. He's also on the new Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, wait. No, I'm thinking of Jonah.
No, he's not the host. He is the voice of Tom Servo now.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But I love him. He's a good Tom Servo.
Oh, man.
And he's also very good on Grace and Frankie, or Frankie and Grace, where the fuck the name of the show is.
I haven't watched an MST3K episode in ages. I'm gonna have to go back and revisit the season, the Gauntlet, because I don't even think I watched all of them. To be not be honest,
did you just watch the Mac and Me one?
Yeah, the Mac and Me. I went straight for that one.
So he's Tom Servo. No,
yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, I loved. I thought the comeback was better than I thought it would be. When I heard they were recasting everybody, I was really bummed. And then, like, I genuinely enjoyed it.
Yeah, same. And I also have to say, like. I love the original Mystery Science Theater 3000. I think that a lot of them still hold up and are funny, but at the same time, I really like the new one, and I think it's because it is current, and that the jokes are more current, because I went back and was watching one of the old Mystery Science Theaters from, like, 99, 90, you know, whatever, and it was still like, do I get that joke?
Like, a lot of vaudeville references.
Yeah, just, like, stuff that was just, like, okay, this was relevant in 97 or what, right? It was like, this doesn't play out as well now because of whatever, for whatever, you know, like, I don't know who that is. I don't know that reference.
The Joel years don't transition well.
Yeah. So I love the new ones. After Wednesday was born, I think I watched all of the first season, and then I watched the Gauntlet, like, back to back, and then I watched the Gauntlet again because, I went back to Call of the Wild.
Cry Wilderness.
Cry Wilderness, thank you. Cry Wilderness.
I've gone back to that one so many times.
That one's so fucking funny. But then they do the one where they go to Mars or whatever, the space one. Is it space or time travel or some shit?
Was that the one where they had, like, step through a
window
or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
So bad.
And there's that dumb idiot guy with them.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, finds love with some woman from wherever they are, and he brings her back.
Yeah.
And then he is in the next movie they watch.
Yeah, which is
Avalanche
or something like that. Yeah. Oh.
Oh. So it's so funny because it's like 20 years have passed. So 20 years have passed. And, like, but they
he went from, like, nerd to stud. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, older stud. And
yeah,
it's just so funny because it's just like, I don't know. They were making references back to the other movie. Like, well, I guess after he ditched that chick from Mars or whatever, or from the future. Ah, good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I got to go back and watch those. But yeah, Cry Wilderness was their best. They should have opened the show with that because I feel like that was their strongest episode. Like, the first episode, I remember getting through it and I was like, oh, this is okay. It's pretty fun. And then Cry Wilderness, I was dying. Like, I was laughing so hard with that movie. Like, every single scene, it just worked out. They riffed it so well.
If you have not watched the Mystery Science Theater 3000 reboot on Netflix, go check it out, and specifically go watch Cry Wilderness. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so fucking funny. It is so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Ugh, it's worth it. It's so good.
The Bigfoot suit is so shitty. Everything, it's so bad. But it, like, even then, when they're trying to like dance with the raccoons or whatever, mm-hmm. and the raccoons were not feeling it in real life, you could just tell they were like biting.
Yeah.
Oh, it was such a bad movie. I love it.
So, anyways, I think
that's our show.
I think that's our show. I don't know. We've been recording for an hour 18 so far. We'll do an after show like we always do. So if you're in the chat, stick around. We'll answer your questions. We hope you guys enjoyed the show, you know, and hanging out with us tonight without Jer. I hope that we made Jer proud. If you prefer this format of us just dicking around, let us know. I don't know. There's times where I'm like, we're just another nerdy news show amongst 1,000 other nerdy news shows. What can we do differently? I've pitched dropping the news before. Jared was not about it, but mm-hmm. I just, let us know what you think. If this is for you, if it's not, you know, whatever.
Yeah, please let us know. Tell your friends and family.
Tell your friends, tell your family, share the show. Also, we don't say this enough. Go leave us positive reviews over on like iTunes,
Spotify. You don't get to do
wherever you can, because it greatly helps the show.
It boosts us,
and it helps us reach new listeners and new fans and shit. Why Jeffy says, why report the news when you can make it up? Ain't that the truth? Did you hear about that giant squid that attacked the entire continent of Australia? Shit was lit.
No.
And the crazy thing is that it was killed by all the beasts in Australia because Australia is a murder country.
Drop bears got to him.
drop bears and mutant crab spiders.
And those fucking kangaroos were the frontline defense. They were like fucking egging them on. Come on, bring it, fucker, you cunt.
Swole bros, man.
Swole bros just fucking hanging out by the shore.
God, that was terrifying. I cannot imagine being a prisoner from, like, you know, England. And then they're like, yo, we're going to ship you off to Australia. And getting there.
That'd turn into some crazy shit.
Having never seen a drop bear or a swole bro before. But being like, oh man, look at this. And then BAP! He fucking punched me in the face! Oh, he kicked me in the sternum! Like, I'm coughing up blood. What the fucking hell is this? This is worse than prison. Take me back. Lock me in a dungeon. Let me rot in a cell. This has got to be better than what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that creature crawling at me? It is the size of a basketball that I don't know what that is because it's like the 1400s or whatever. But look at the fucking size of that thing.
Man.
Can you imagine? Jesus Christ.
Crazy. It's always funny watching like videos of kangaroos just fucking the shit out of people. Like fucking them up. Like the dude who was like parachuting or whatever, he was like paragliding. He comes down and a fucking kangaroo meets him right on the ground and punches him.
Yeah,
he's like, "Oh fuck, fucking kangaroos!"
Yeah,
like how fucking ready do you have to be for that shit?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So again, you got these poor people that just they're thrown on this island as punishment for their crimes, and that's what they were met with. Like that is inhumane. Like again, take me back. And chop off my head. Like, I would much rather that than being left. I mean, like, okay, yeah, I guess there's some tubular waves I can go catch. But at the same time, like, look at everything trying to kill me on this fucking continent.
Spiders, fucking everything is bigger. They say everything's bigger in Texas. All the month. Did I lose you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We lost the stream too.
Oh, there we go. We're back.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I just watched my internet just dip entirely.
Okay. I thought it was me for a second.
Yeah. No, I watched literally go like to zero. To zero.
Well, damn.
It happens.
Yeah, dude. Spiders, snakes. They've got everything out there that's terrifying, though.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll leave you guys with that. Oh, Queen Shutterbug coming in with 200 bits right at the end of the show. Thank you so much. Yeah. Again, stick around. We'll be answering questions. Just Kev and I on this 8-bit special. And I got nothing else. So I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.